is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for May 2015. Our guest is Joshua Scott, our top university graduate winner for May 2015. He is graduating on May 28, 2015 at Harvard University to receive an AB in Environmental Engineering, a secondary in Environmental Science and Public Relations, and a citation in Spanish. Welcome to our show, Josh.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Frank. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
Josh, how does classical music play a part of your life as our radio show's top university graduate award winner of 2015? And what musical instrument do you play?
Good question. So we actually have three generations of musicians in my family. My mom played the violin. And my grandmother sang soprano in music productions, and both my younger sister and I played the viola and the violin. And so I began studying the violin in third grade with you, Dr. Frank, and then made the transition to the viola in, I believe it was fifth grade, continuing through all the way to the 12th. And I played solo, chamber music, and orchestra concerts with your class for 10 years.
What grade were you in when you became interested in mathematics?
What grade? I would have to say the earliest I can remember becoming really interested in mathematics was third grade. It was in Mr. Sweeter's third grade classroom that I had my first fight with math when it came time to long division. And so I remember being stuck on a long division problem, being frustrated, almost to the point of tears, and then running to my mom for help. Which made them the one and only time I've used my mom, who's a math teacher, an incredible math teacher, for help. She broke it down, and then as soon as it clicked, a wave of relief hit me because I finally understood what I was doing. And so the feeling of accomplishment, which has been forever linked with math, became something that I wanted to emulate, and so that's really where my interest in math began. Oh, and math even became a way for me to stay out of trouble. So in fifth grade, I would finish my work pretty quickly, and would start running off at the mouth if I didn't have something to keep me occupied, like a book. And so what my teacher decided to do was have me go work with kindergarten and help them with basic math.
Josh, when did you become interested in science, and what grade were you in?
Let's see, definitely eighth grade with Mrs. Gardner's environmental science class. The content we covered just captivated me. And that interest is something that has merely grown even bigger throughout my academic career.
Did your mom or dad inspire you in math and science?
Oh, absolutely. Just being around my mom and visiting her classroom gave me a lot of exposure to math and numbers at a young age. Dad was more an inspiration for my artistic side. He's a woodworker and has produced some incredible pieces that really encouraged me to get my creative juices flowing.
Josh, did studying the violin and viola help you to be a better student in school?
Yes, absolutely. Practicing violin and viola really helped me develop skills of discipline, concentration, and patience. I can't place enough emphasis on the practice component, because getting better at anything takes time and diligence.
Were you a good student in high school?
I guess you could say that. In 9th grade, 11th grade, and 12th grade, I was ranked number one in my class in Hanson High School. And as a high school senior, I was the top number one out of about 350 students, so I was the valedictorian. At graduation, I think I graduated June 18th in 2011.
Josh, what academic clubs were you a member of in high school, and what offices did you hold?
In high school, I was president of both Mu Alpha Theta, the Math Honor Society, and Men of Valor, and a member of the Model UN, the Model United Nations, the National Honor Society, and Spanish Club.
In high school, what subjects did you tutor to help other students succeed?
During my spare time, I tutored math in pretty much all levels for middle school and high school students, and I also tutored Spanish.
As an athlete, Josh, in high school, what were the sports you participated in?
Karate and basketball. So I got my black belt in karate, and I was the captain of Wise Thomas's youth basketball team.
During the summers of 2009, 2010, and 2011, where did you work, Josh?
So during those summers, the summers of my high school year, I had the great opportunity of working with NASA's Develop Internship Program. It was incredible.
Josh, at Harvard University, what is your major and minor, and did any of your professors inspire you?
So my concentration, which is Harvard jargon for major, is environmental engineering, and I'm working towards the secondary, which is more Harvard lingo for a minor, in environmental science and public policy, and a citation in Spanish. So I have to say one of the most inspirational professors I've had is the late John Briscoe. His class was my first introduction to the intersection of public policy and environmental science, and the passion with which he spoke about the subject, which is what he dedicated his life to, simply moved me. And so you might may know that I said late John Briscoe. He unfortunately passed away recently after a bout with cancer.
While at Harvard, were you in any clubs, taking part in any leadership positions, and did you tutor any students?
Right. So because of that, my fair share of academics in the classroom, I pursued opportunities of enrichment through cultural clubs like the Black Men Forum and leadership positions such as serving in a student government and working as a student leader of a peer advising program. And I do indeed still tutor students.
Josh, while at Harvard, did you play any sports?
Yep, so I picked up boxing for a while before joining a little ragtag Marine Corps training unit. And I'm also pretty involved in intramural sports, and I'm currently rowing crew.
Did you play your viola during your studies at Harvard?
I did indeed. I do get to take it out every so often to sit around with it. But it's more so just because of the thought of having it nearby is like very calming.
While at Harvard, did you attend any classical concerts and listen to classical music while you were studying, Josh?
Oh, absolutely. There are concerts all of the time. And I've had the great pleasure of attending quite a few of them. And then asked for classical music while studying? Yes. I do listen to it. I have it all on the background while I'm studying.
Josh, during the summers of 2012, 2013, and 2014, where were you working?
So let's see. So the summer of my freshman year, I worked at Harvard Business School alongside two incredible professors, Bob Eccles and George Serafini. The summer after my sophomore year, I was spent working in the Duane government. Got to flip my Spanish muscle a little bit and learn more about environmental public policy. And then last summer was spent working here on campus with the director of freshman programming and the dean of freshmen. And so most of my break I spent back in Virginia, but this past winter I was accepted to an engineering program in Peru.
Josh, what are your plans for the future?
So I would like to serve in the military for a few years prior to going to grad school. I was actually accepted to a Marine Corps Officer Candidate School to Quantico, Virginia, right after graduation. Try my hand at becoming a Marine Corps officer. But beyond that, we'll see where my heart takes me.
Joshua, we are so proud to have you as our radio show's top university graduate award winner for 2015. Thank you for sharing your work with our radio show audience and inspiring them.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Frank. As always, it's a pleasure.